for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hello, this is BK Will, the host and producer of Who is Cam Kander. We have something very special for you today while we're in between episodes. It's called Civilized, an award-winning improvised sci-fi dark comedy. On the last episode of Who is Cam Kander, we discuss Civilized, particularly its possible connection to a show called Uncivilized, which had been rumored to be a Cam Kander production. Many of the voices and characters on Uncivilized bear a striking resemblance to the characters on Civilized. We've chosen to leave it up to you, our listeners, to decide if there is a connection. Civilized is a workplace comedy set on an alien planet, where four less than competent characters find themselves stranded. Civilized is an extremely funny show, and definitely not a Cam Kander production. In fact, it comes from the creators of Alba Salix, and stars Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Tyra Banda, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Please enjoy this very special presentation of Civilized, and we will return with a new episode of Who is Cam Kander very soon.
Mayday, mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. Emergency transponder activated. We have emerged alone in unknown space. There is no match to known or projected star charts. I repeat, we have emerged alone in unknown space.
Mayday, mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er.
This is Echo Bravo 379er. No member of the fleet has responded to our emergency beacons in over 90 days.
Mayday.
I repeat.
Mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. We are initiating Foxtrot Charlie Kilo protocol. We have identified a nearby planetary body for an unscheduled landing.
You can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Come on, come on, come on. You can do this. Get your nose up! Get your nose up!
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Man.
Just keep building.
Could be a Trix. Here's an Xbox.
Oh, thank you. This'll make a great holder for sand.
Is that enough? It's like four of those things I've drug out.
Bob, these are all empty boxes.
Well, yeah, but there's still a lot of work getting those out of the ship all the way over. It's like crazy raining out here.
Bob, I appreciate how much work you think that is.
Thank you.
I'm just going to keep putting holes in the ground and putting up tarps and, you know, protecting us from this liquid that's falling from above us that we don't know is acid or has any kind of chemical properties. Oh. But I'll put myself out here while you go get another few empty boxes.
I'm going to go back to the ship and try and... Might take me a while to find a box. Could be acid. Really?
Bob, just...
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ah, Bob.
Hi. Whew. Do you know, it could be acid out there.
Yes, well, actually, I wanted to mention that. I ran the sample that you collected for me through the analyzer.
The sample?
Yes.
Oh, the wet stuff you took off my face.
So I ran it through the analyzer, and I wanted to share the results with you.
Oh, great.
They were inconclusive.
Oh, cool. So that's good then, right? We can go back outside.
Possibly, yes.
Awesome. Okay, I just have to find another box. Do we have any more empty boxes that are really light that I can bring out to help?
Well, you could check the box room.
Nope, definitely can't go in the box room. Nope.
Captain.
Box room is off bounds. Nope.
How am I supposed to find boxes if I can't go in the box room?
It really is the function of the box room.
I know, but the box room is empty now. It's being used for something else.
Excuse me, everybody. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I know I've just been outside for a while, but Barty, I was wondering if you could just look at my skin. It seems to be bubbling in a weird way.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's kind of growing and pulsating. It's, the grossest thing about it is the smell, I think.
Feel free to just stand back.
It does not look good.
So, no one else is, having this reaction? No, I guess no one else would because, no one else was outside building a shelter.
I came outside. Oh, God.
I don't know, does Bob look okay?
Maybe he's immune to it.
I don't see anything.
What about my face? I can't see my face. What's my face doing?
His face kind of just looks like your face always looks.
Oh, okay.
No more or less pleasant than usual.
Oh, God, look what's happening to her arm.
Yeah, it's starting to pulsate. I'm a little concerned that my arm is now two times larger than an arm probably should be. I don't know. I'm just the scout. So, Captain, have you ever experienced anything like this from your database or?
I know of a first aid book in the library.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just gonna go to the box room and, you know, try to find a.
No, we can't go.
Oh, we can't go to the box room.
No,
oh, okay.
Box room.
Can't get to the box of first aid supplies then, because it's a box. It was in the.
I moved it all to the library, so you can go find all the box of supplies that you need in the library.
Oh, well, I guess books look like boxes.
So all the boxes are in the library.
All the boxes have been moved to the library.
So the library shall now be called the box room.
Yes.
Why would we call it the boxbrary? No, that's not good. Oh, and there goes my arm. Just fell right off.
Oh.
I am in excruciating pain.
Beatrix?
Yep.
I know this might come off crass, but do you think you could finish putting the poles in with one arm? I really don't want to go out there.
Well, you know, I have lost a limb, so I mean, why should anyone else have to do that? So I'll just go out and sacrifice whatever remaining limbs I have. Yeah, no, that's... I guess this is my function, my job.
We appreciate your earnest dedication.
I really hope someone's going to stop me. No?
Oh, that's great.
All right. I'll just go back outside. No, it's cool. It's fine.
Thanks, Beatrix. You're the best.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's what support feels like.
I feel sort of awful that I didn't volunteer Barty to go and help her.
Yes, it is Bartholomew.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take my arm back out. It's starting to smell. I didn't want to inconvenience you guys further with my dead tissue arm. Now it's fine.
Wait, no. I have something I...
Yeah? What is it, Bob?
Nothing.
All right. Taking this thing that was once attached to me and walking outside. This isn't scarring at all.
Very considerate.
Barty, Bartholomew, God, now I feel even worse. That's two times I've had and I didn't offer to help.
It's fine. She's fine. There's,
really?
I mean, obviously she's not fine, but it's no problem.
It just feels strange that we're both sort of standing here watching the rain come down while she just goes back out there.
Well, standing here is a large part of my prescribed role. We would expect ultimately once the external shelter is erected, we would expect you to give it, you know, some homey touches, arrange perhaps. You could make a nice kitchen area maybe.
Okay.
So perhaps you should stop focusing on Beatrix and start focusing on what you can do to help the team.
There is some protective gear in the library box room.
Sorry. The library box room.
Boxberry?
Don't want to concern anyone. Just lost a foot, but it's all good. Gonna stay out here. Got one more foot, two legs. Pretty good.
Somebody get that girl some protective gear.
Your optimism is much appreciated.
No, I'm doing it. I'm going into the... Why don't I want to go into the Boxberry? I feel really strange. Barty?
Bartholomew?
Bartholomew? I'm doing it, though. I'm going to go get that box. I'm going to get Beatrix some protective clothing.
How are you doing out there, Beatrix?
Oh, fine. Just lost two fingers on the other hand, but not, it's manageable.
Okay, I'm not going. A limb, merely an appendage.
All right, I'm going. I'm going to go. I'm going to get that box. I feel really strange, though, for some reason. It's just down here to the left, right? Oh, hi. What's your name?
That's why he wasn't meant to go in the box room.
I told him. It's not my fault he doesn't listen.
Just keep building, keep building, just keep building, building.
Hey, hi, Beatrix. Oh, what happened? Why are you missing?
Oh, I'm just mostly gelatinous cysts at this point, so, you know.
Beatrix, oh my god, what can I do?
Well, I'll probably go inside. This is for the good of the mission at this point. I wouldn't want anyone else to suffer like this, so.
Oh my god, let me help carry you inside.
I'm fine.
What do you mean if I know? But Bartholomew! Something's wrong with Beatrix!
You know, I just have a feeling I'm gonna be okay. I mean, I'm in excruciating pain. I have never thought that my nerves could experience this much trauma, but I mean, all for the good of the mission, right? Glad you guys are warm and inside.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had found you earlier that I could have done something.
Bob, you were helping me earlier.
I was?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You brought out the four empty boxes.
What? No, I just carried this one box out here.
Are you okay?
Oh god, your teeth just fell out.
Oh, yeah, I guess that'll happen.
I'm gonna go get someone. Don't move.
I'm melting. This is a joke.
I guess you can't move. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, Beatrix. I'm Barty. Barty.
Bartholomew, actually.
Wait. Beatrix, she's a puddle. Well, there's a face, but a puddle. We need to go help her.
That does sound serious. I'll make sure that an appropriate award to honor her dedication is prepared.
What?
Well, you know, if things don't work out, I want to make sure that she's recognized for her gelatinous dedication.
Bravery.
I don't think things are working out. She's melting.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We will prepare maybe a nice plaque, you know, something that she can hang on her wall.
What, Barty, what's happening to my arm?
Oh, dear. Would you enjoy a plaque?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard.
Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Looks like rain.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.